Indeed, Sony provided a clear counterexample to Apple. It had a consumer electronics division that made sleek products and a music division with beloved artists, including Bob Dylan. But because each division tried to protect its own interests, the company as a whole never got its act together to produce an end-to-end service. Andy Lack, the new head of Sony Music, had the unenviable task of negotiating with Jobs about whether Sony would sell its music in the iTunes store. The irrepressible and savvy Lack had just come from a distinguished career in television journalism, a producer at CBS News and president of NBC, and he knew how to size people up and keep his sense of humor. He realized that for Sony, selling its songs in the iTunes store was both insane and necessary, which seemed to be the case with a lot of decisions in the music business. Apple would make out like a bandit, not just from its cut on song sales, but from driving the sale of iPods. Lack believed that since the music companies would be responsible for the success of the iPod, they should get a royalty from each device sold.